With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Sports officials from 9 countries within the region are discussing ways to improve safeguards to keep sports clean. Cayman is hosting its first annual World Anti-Doping Agency Forum for the Caribbean region this week, hitting a number of topics.
Discuss how we can strengthen the anti-doping system in the region, what we can do more for the athletes, our policies, the changes of the rules or anti-doping code, collectively how we can together make a difference for the athletes in the region.
World Anti-Doping President Witold Banke says while WADA oversees more than 200 countries, there are challenges unique to smaller jurisdictions such as the Cayman Islands.
When I look at the system and the lack of understanding of our procedures, very complicated. The education is a key to address these issues. We have many athletes who still do not understand the rules, the processes, the policy. That's why it's extremely important to promote the regulations, to promote the values, to avoid unintentional doping cases. That's the challenge which we face as anti-doping global regulators.
When asked if Cayman needs to update its local policies,
there is always room for improvement for WADA and for our stakeholders. You know, a system is not perfect. The fact that every 6 years we review our World Anti-Doping Code means that it's a moving, living document. We have to address the problems. You know, the cheats are more and more sophisticated, unfortunately, and we have to be ready for the challenges.
And Cayman's Minister for Sports, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, says that the government is proud to work with WADA to make sure the country's elite athletes are always compliant with international doping codes.
It's not only important just for just to host a conference per se, but we just like any other body, we have to comply with the anti-doping regulations. Being here in Cayman, it gives our people just avenues to be able to access the information, seeing coming to the forums or collaborating with other members of WADA. I mean, because again, it's compliance, it's education, it's forums like these that make the testing body of each country better.
The forum takes place tonight. In other local sports, football never stops in the Cayman Islands. This year-round passion draws hundreds of players, whether they are participating in their spare time or giving back to the sport in various capacities. CIFA President Alfredo Whitaker tells Radio Cayman Sports that last year ended on a high note and mentioned that CIFA is currently busy with all national teams as they prepare for 2025 competition.
The girls are leaving end of the month to Puerto Rico, the U17. And they return, the U20 leave on the 20th or the 18th, I think, not sure, to Trinidad and Tobago. The boys U17 leaving out in February to Guatemala. March, we're looking in the training camp for the senior men national team in preparation for their World Cup qualifiers in June, July. So it's a busy year of football for us. It's a busy year in also the groundbreaking of the field that we want to conclude between June, July, and to start phase 2 of CIFA. It's also election year for me, so we're really busy. I don't think we have anything to clear. The year ended pretty good. With all of our national teams now are being placed in Group B of the CONCACAF. We're no longer in a Group C. We have the opportunity to play against bigger teams. We have the opportunity to continue to grow. So the year ended in a bang for us, to be honest with you. It was a very successful year, 2024.
And First Baptist Christian School secured an impressive victory in their season opener for the KPMG Inter-Secondary School Under-14 Basketball League, defeating Cayman Prep 36-18 at their home gym. I had the opportunity to speak with First Baptist coach Colin Anglin and the team's star center, Harry Rowe, about the win.
I think the team played really well. We started off with just focusing on some man-to-man defense. The guys played really hard. It was a lot of work, but you know, we did what we had to do. I think it was a great team effort all around.
Okay, Harry, how did you feel about today's game?
It feels great to score 36-18. It felt so good, and I felt like we played a great performance. I think everyone did their part, and I feel great at the moment. I think the entire team played brilliantly. I'm just so proud of everyone, and we really do hope we could get to the final and win it this season.
For those following inter-secondary school basketball, girls' games are held every Monday, while boys' games are on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at various school venues across the island. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.